Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our summary verses of the 66 books of the Bible. Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew is with me again today. My name is Pastor Neil Radical, and we're going through the book of Hosea. Summary verse, Pastor Mayhew.
We are taking a look at Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. There the Lord says through Hosea, "For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." Again, this is a really nice summary verse for this particular prophetic work of the Old Testament. The prophet Hosea prophesied at the very end of the nation of Israel. So he was on the scene bearing witness to the truth to the nation of Israel, the northern kingdom, during the very last years of its existence. So he ministered during the time of six different kings in Israel, four of which were killed. So it was a very tumultuous time. And as you can read through the book of Hosea, you see that what he's really dealing with is the issue of idolatry. And so this verse really points to what God desires. There were people that were going through the motions. They were offering sacrifices to God, but they were also worshiping these false gods, the gods of the nations around them. And so what Hosea was called to do was very unique. If people think about the prophet Hosea, they might remember him being one of the strangest situations for the prophets in the Old Testament, that the Lord called him to be a husband to a prostitute. And the Lord uses this picture then between Hosea and his wife Gomer, and her continuing to go back to this old way of life and to commit adultery, as the picture between God's people, the nation of Israel, and what they were doing with these false gods. And it wasn't enough just to go through the motions. The whole desire that God had was for them to sincerely worship him. What is it that God desired? I desire mercy, not sacrifice. So they were outwardly, they might have looked good, like they were very religious, but it wasn't from the heart, and they weren't demonstrating that in their individual lives to their fellow believers or for their fellow people of Israel. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. We can go through the motions, Neil, and we do that at times. You know, you can go to church on Sunday morning, and you can sit there because that's what we do on Sunday morning without really sincerely wanting to be there, learning from God's word, receiving his sacrament. But the Lord reminds us, we want to put him first in our lives, not just go through the motions of offering sacrifices and burnt offerings, but showing that in our lives by giving mercy just as we have received mercy and growing in our knowledge of God through the study of his word. So Hosea's ministry, as he deals with idolatry and he calls us to repentance, is just as appropriate once again to our generation, to us here today in the 21st century, as it was all the way back in the 8th century BC, you know, 750 BC, it's just as applicable today.
I really liked that way you brought all of that together and just gave the historical impact of what that meant for the children of Israel and how Hosea was prophesying to them about what the Lord and what his will was for them in their day-to-day life. You know, we're about 750 years at this time before the birth of our Savior, before the Messiah. And I love how he's prophesied in this verse, how the Lord says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." You know, why is that the case? You know, you mentioned Christ, the fulfillment of that we see in Colossians 2:17. For this, all these things that were done in Old Testament times, all the sacrifices, they were a shadow of the things to come, the substance being of Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's why the mercy that God wants to show is not based on our works, but on the work of the Messiah, on Christ, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so it's awesome to see Hosea pointing the people ahead to what was to come, that the things that they were doing now were meant to glorify God and be thankful to the sacrifice that he had planned for them. And so I love this illustration that you mentioned of Hosea and his wife Gomer, of that redemption that was pointing ahead of her. Even though she had been unfaithful to him, he remained faithful to her, and it was pointing the people of Israel back or ahead to the redemption of Christ that we see through our Lord Jesus. So great section here, great reminder of what Hosea and God's purpose for him was in preaching to the people, and also that message for us as well.
Let's go ahead and we'll close with prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, through our study of the works and the words of the prophet Hosea, we see you. We see your actions and your love for us. We see you as that loving and devoted husband who is willing to forgive us for our sins and was constantly dedicated to our hope and our salvation. We ask that you would continue to help us to live those lives out in every day that you have given to us here on this earth. Help us not to simply go through the motions, but to respond to your love for us in love for you and in love for one another, to desire mercy and to carry that mercy out toward our neighbor, and also to desire to an even greater degree that knowledge of all that you have done for us. We rejoice in the forgiveness that you have won for us through your death on the cross. And we pray that you would help us to be faithful stewards of your precious gift of salvation and the word which proclaims it to those that we have contact with. We ask all of this in your saving name. Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.